Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Sedarim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Find Yosivik Hagon Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Vav tells us Pesachin B'yom Tovim Shabbos says we can find the Pesach for a person that has to do with Yontif and Shabbos. For example, a person makes a neder, I'm not going to eat meat for a month. Now included in that month is Shabbos and very possibly Yontif. So we would tell this guy, if you knew that your neder included Shabbos and Yontif, which you're really supposed to be eating meat on, would you have made such a neder? And if he says no, I wouldn't have made the neder, so it's mutter. Now Barishan originally, they used to say that Aysan Ayam Mutarin Ushar Kol Yom Asurin. It's only those days that are mutter, but not other days. Meaning it's only the days that he has charata on, namely Shabbos and Yontif. So on those days he's allowed to eat meat. Again, that's our example. But on the other days, ones that are not Shabbos and Yontif, he's not allowed to eat meat. And again, that's because the Pesach was only relevant to those days. However, this was Ad Shabar Rabbi Kiva Vlimeid until Rabbi Kiva came along and taught Sha Neder Shahotar Mikzasai Hotar Kulai. And this is an important line that if part of the neder became mutter, the whole neder is mutter, even though the Pesach was only on part of it, the entire neder is mutter. And moving on to Mishnah Zayin with more examples. Ketzad, how is this? Amar Kainam Sheini Nenu L'Kolchem. Let's say a person made a neder. Kainam, I'm not going to benefit from all of you. So he looked at 10 people, Reuven through Binyamin, and he said, I'm not having benefit from all of you. So Hotar Echon Mehen, if he finds a heter to benefit from even one of them, Hotar Kulon. All of them are mutter, because neder shoter miktasai hoter kulai. Now let's say he expresses neder as follows, she'eni nene loze veloze. I'm not going to benefit from this one and from that one. In other words, he looked at Reuven and he said, I'm not going to benefit from you. Then he looked at Shimon and he said, you're like Reuven. Then he looked at Levi and he said, you're like Shimon. So on and so forth, all the way down the line until Binyamin. So then it makes a difference. Hoter rishon, hoter kulon. If he finds a heter for the first one, all of them are mutter. It's like knocking over the first domino. All of them fall down. Whereas hoter achron, if he finds a heter only for the last one, achron mutter v'kulon. And Asurin, only the last one's mutter, but all of them are usur, because that's like knocking down the last domino. Hotar Emtsai, let's say he found a heter for the middle one, or for one of the middle ones. So Emenu Lamato, mutter, from him and below, meaning all the people that came after him in the neder, they're all mutter, because like knocking down the middle domino, whereas Emenu Lamal usur, the ones above, they're usur. And last case is, let's say he said, She'ini Nana Lazek Karbon Velazek Karbon, which means that he made a separate neder on each person. He looked at Reuven and he said, I'm not going to benefit from you. Then he looked at Shimon and he said, I'm not going to benefit from you. And he went all the way down the line till Binyamin. Tzrichin Pesach L'chal Echad V'Echad, he needs a separate Pesach for each and every one, because no one is totally on the other, and therefore there's no dominoes here. Each one is its own separate thing, so each one needs their own separate heter. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches with more scenarios of Neder Shoter Mitzvah Yoter Kulay and onto Mishnah Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.